Sam Carty. Miltehi Anken. Ook bekend als Bird in Hand. Dit is dan de Alternate Jamaican Mix. 1978. Zou ook misschien gewoon een single kunnen zijn geweest. Die ze nog niet hebben teruggevonden. De eerste van de drie was net precies datzelfde nummer. Maar dan met dubbele zang. Zoals die stond op Super Ape LP van Lee Scratch Perry. 1978. Bird in Hand heette die eerste van de drie. En die andere, ja, daar zit dan ook. Het is in het Amhars. Amhars is een taal van Ethiopië. En je weet toch, Ethiopië, Haile Selassie, Afrika, Rasta. En al dat soort dingen. In het midden, Happy Roots. Is de dub. Ook 1978, dat begrijp je wel. En voor die drie stukjes reggae zat de Untitled track 8 van kant A. Deutsch-Amerikaanse Freundschaft van hun eerste LP uit 1979. Vlug gaan we luisteren naar wat punkmuziek. Ja, de Neo's moeten gewoon helemaal worden afgekloven in dit programma, omdat het zo'n prima band is. Uit Canada zaten in de race om de snelste band ter wereld te zijn. En je hoort hoe geweldig ze hun best doen. Dit is Goodbye for Life. Komt van hun eerste EP'tje. End All Discrimination uit 1982. En die had ook twee. Elke track had twee verschillende. Ja, Goodbye for Life of Scared to Die heet deze. Maar deze is de versie van een verzamelplaat. Eccentric Noise. Die heeft een aantal verzamelplaten met internationale punkmuziek. Dit was van Raw War 1983, dus het jaar daarna. Maar die mix is ook altijd een beetje anders. En het leuke of gekke of bijzondere is dat de Neo's hier op links en rechter kanaal twee keer verschillende lyrics volgens mij ook zingen. Goodbye for Life 1983, de Neo's in het kader van punkmuziek. Patapoe Action.
This is Movie Tone. Jeffrey Shirley reporting. It's in production for both the Army and the Royal Air Force, and it's one of the most effective weapon systems in our current pattern of defense. Here, above the guided weapons range at Woomera, the Thunderbird casts off its booster motors before continuing a trial flight to intercept a target. It's going in search of its quarry, a Jindavik target plane, which is flying at about 500 miles an hour, roughly the speed of a modern jet bomber. This Thunderbird has no warhead. It'll knock the target out by impact. Thunderbird on target.
Ja, dat was Space Age, het nummer Space Age. 1971. En de artiest die heette Big Voice Jack. Big Voice Jack, ja, terwijl het toch instrumentaal is. Maar misschien heet hij trompet of het is het saxofoon. Heel slecht ben ik in koperblazers. Goed, 1971. Sex Jive heet dat dan. Van een verzamelde plaat die laatst is gedigitaliseerd, gelukkig. Tala Tala heet die plaat. Uit Zuid-Afrika, Big Voice Jack, Space Age, 1971. En daarvoor de English Thunderbird Rocket. 5 december 1957 is dat uitgebracht in de bioscopen door British Movietone. Zo'n raket, tweetrapsraket, die gewoon ergens tegenaan vliegt zonder warhead. Nou, dat is heel wat. Daarvoor de Neo's, Goodbye for Life. En dat was het. En je voelt je goed. Je bent mooi en intelligent. Je luistert naar Patapu Action. Nu vlug naar Bolivia. Agrupación Son Brisas. Amor Infame. Agrupación Son Brisas. Amor Infame. 2025. Patapu Action.
people of Earth, hear this. You are to command the forces of power. No one must survive. You are to seek out and kill every human being. Action begins in 20 hours.
This day will always be remembered by the universe as when our two civilizations joined together for the benefit of galactic mankind.
We also want peace. To the people of the Earth, they command that you obey the following orders. You will place the Earth under our absolute control and be governed as our colony. If you do not obey these orders willingly and immediately, we shall destroy your civilization.
We shall delay the orders to kill for 24 hours. This is your last chance. We await your capitulation.
The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth. Hear this. You are to command the forces that mop up. No one must survive. You are to seek out and kill every human being. Action begins in 28 hours.
Oh, my God! My God! Help me! Help me! Help! 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 Help!
Er warf mich für die CIA an. Welche
Motherfucker! wohnst du hingefahren?
Das ist doch unwichtig.
Ist sie tot?
Nein. Rose, ist jemand besuchen gefahren?
Und war jemand tot?
Nein.
Alle müssen irgendwann mal sterben. Alle müssen irgendwann mal sterben.
Und jetzt sagen wir alle zusammen, guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Hi. Wie geht's euch? Sofort Ruhe.
Blöcke mein Penis, Blöcke meine Vagina.
Klappe halten!
Ist sie tot?
Nein. Sie ist jemanden besuchen gefahren.
Und war jemand tot?
Nein.
Alle müssen irgendwann mal sterben.
Kraft aufzugeben würde das Ende menschlicher Zivilisation bedeuten.
You filthy rotten yellow son of a bitch! You filthy rotten yellow son of a bitch!
Charlie must go. Ihr seid beide.
Dear Lord, forgive me for what I have done. I'd rather be a zombie than become one of those.
What's wrong, Mercer? Zombies. Hundreds of them.
Let's get out of here.
Why won't they go home? Those zombies come around, they're gonna get eaten.
Yeah, they've been here ever since those things got the president. They actually want us to protect the zombies.
You guys up for a visit to Dr. Molson's torture chamber?
Let's go.
Not me.
You okay?
Don't kid yourself. We don't use you for intelligent things around here. We have zombies that can do the things I ask of you in half the time.
What's with this one, Doc?
Ah, that is one of our research zombies.
If the corpse went unfed, it would die off.
But with this new serum change,
you can kill a corpse in as little as 2 hours.
This human tongue was injected about an hour ago with some blood. As you can see, it is still alive, although it's been separated from its corpse.
What's going on?
The zombies are attacking those stupid protesters.
Wenn wir euch hassen, hassen wir die dunklen Abgründe in uns selbst.
What do you suggest we do?
Do what? Gewalt bringt Hass hervor und Hass Gewalt. Mit welchem Recht vergießt du Blut?
Da wo Feuer ist, da gibt es immer Rauch. Und in diesem Rauch, mit dem Tag, der heute begonnen hat, wird sich mein Volk zusammenfinden und sich brüderlich vereinen und sich verschwören und Pläne machen. Pläne für den Tag, an dem der Mensch untergeht. Für den Tag, an dem er zu spät erkennen wird, dass er sich mit seinen eigenen schrecklichen Waffen zerstört hat. Dann wird am Himmel geschrieben stehen, dass eure Städte unter radioaktiven Trümmern begraben liegen. Dass euer Land verödet ist. Und dass eure Meere ohne Leben sind. Aber mein Volk geht nicht unter. Ich befreie es aus seiner Gefangenschaft. Dann bauen wir uns neue Städte. Und die sind nur für uns. Es wird kein Platz für Menschen darin geben, außer um uns dienstbar zu sein. Dann haben wir auch unsere eigene Armee. Wir schaffen auch unsere eigene Religion. Unsere eigene Dynastie. Und dieser Tag, er kommt heute über euch.
Bisbacke sex. That's for bisbacke sex. Bisbacke sex. For bisbacke sex. For bisbacke sex.
und Pissbacke Sex. Und Pissbacke Sex. Pissbacke Sex. Und Pissbacke Sex. Backe und Pissbacke Sex. Und uitsluitend door middel van Pissbacke Sex. Door middel van Pissbacke Sex. Beleefdheidsseksualiteit uitsluitend door middel van Pissbacke Sex. Pissbacke Sex. Beleefdheidsseksualiteit uitsluitend door middel van Pissbacke Sex.
Achter luisteraars.
Ich bin's nicht gewesen, ich habe nichts damit zu tun. Ich bin's nicht gewesen.
Jetzt bist du ein guter Kopf. Auf deine Stimmung.
He has endless tales of fighting, shagging, and drug-taking excess. Now, I wish I could read you more of the article, but it's all so filthy and profane. It was hard to even find any quotes from this article that could even be read from behind the pulpit. But here's a few that I found. Here's what he said. I'm deeply religious, and I felt like the devil had given me a song. He's talking about songwriting. I'm deeply religious, and I felt like the devil had given me this song. So his religion's to worship the devil. Eagles of Death Metal is the name of the band. And the Bible says in Proverbs, all they that hate me love death. Speaking of God, those who hate God love death. You know, there's something about when you go to a concert of death metal, somebody might get killed. You know, you're worshiping death. And then all of a sudden people start dying. Oh, wait a minute, what's going on? Well, you love death so much that you bought the ticket. You love worshiping Satan. Well, let's have some of Satan's religion come in and shoot you. I mean, that's what these people should think about before they go to such a wicked concert. And look, I'm not condoning what these Islamic murderers did. They're wicked, they're murderers. But you know what? Nobody should be at a concert worshiping Satan with this drug-pushing hillbilly faggot. And that's what he is. I mean, all you have to do is just Google this band. Somebody told me, somebody emailed me and said, just hit Google Images, Eagles of Death Metal. And these guys are just total sodomite-looking freaks. You know, but nobody thinks about that. It's just, oh, no. Let's stand with France. No, France is a sinful, wicked nation. Let me tell you a little bit about France. I'm sorry, before I do though, let me finish some of these quotes from this article. Hughes claims that doing crystal meth helps his creativity. He says, I wrote our first album when I was on a hot run of speed. Recalling one occasion where he feared for his life, Hughes recalls, in 2010, I was at a gay bar in Oklahoma. Because the secret to score speed all around America is gay bars at 5 a.m. Okay, these people who got shot in France were going to see a guy who likes to hang out at gay bars at 5 a.m. Okay, now listen, again, not condoning the murderers, but I'm telling you something. God will judge you when you live a life of sin. There's consequences to sin. And you know what the Bible says? He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Sometimes just hanging around with the wrong people can get you destroyed. How many people do you know where they were in a situation where they weren't even guilty of anything, but they were just hanging around with the worst kind of people, and then they got into trouble, and they got into guilt by association and everything else. This was a very wicked event where this took place, this Eagles of Death Metal concert. There's nothing cool about death. There's nothing fun about death. I don't think they thought it was fun when people were getting shot in this horrible massacre. But then they think it's cool to, yeah, death metal, yeah, Eagles of Death Metal, yeah, rock on. There's nothing cool about worshiping Satan. And you know what, there's nothing cool about doing meth either. Have you ever known people whose lives are destroyed by meth? And it's not just what it does to their teeth, but what it does to their body and their mind and their teeth and their whole life. Evil pursueth sinners, Proverbs says, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this sinful nation of France. Did you know that France is the only country in the world where more than 50% of the population thinks that adultery is fine? Did you know that? In 2013, the Pew Research Center did a poll of all these different nations all over the world. And only one nation reported back where more than half of the population said that there is nothing immoral about having an affair, as they like to call it. The Bible calls it adultery. So they just think it's, I'm not saying that half of them have done it. I'm saying that more than half of them think it's perfectly fine. They're not even saying, well, it's wrong, but we've done it. I mean, they're just saying there's nothing immoral about committing adultery. More than half of the population of France. You want to talk about a sinful nation? That's wicked. That's unbelievable.
Oh, you know, great father of the gods!
The United States
send
in the same poll,
a sign.
Which is...
You can call it what you like. I happen to have spent a whole lifetime studying the origins of man, you see, so I know that there is a more serious and scientific aspect. For instance, did you know that vampirism is a sexual perversion?
Eric, this is no time for jokes.
Sadomasochism, my dear man, is no joke.
No.
Sadomasochistic perversions, as you know, are more likely to appeal to frigid females and impotent males. This, friend of yours, what's his name? What's his sexual status?
Do you know, I really don't know.
Ah. Well, example. The man is impotent.
Oh, he's searching for fulfillment. He meets a girl.
Will he go? Or even a man, I suppose.
You know, let's skip the rather special cases of the homosexual vampire, shall
we? Right, anybody, male or female, provided they satisfy his sexual appetites.
Are you trying to tell me that a girl sucking blood from a man's neck produces an orgasm?
Yes, of course.
Oh, no, come, Tony. Don't be so naive.
Now, some men, for instance,
get excitement only from statues.
The Pygmalion syndrome. Other men can only make love in a coffin.
You have wires.
Transvestites, narcissists, mysteriousists. That's a funny old world we live in.
And by the same token, you also have masochistic vampires.
Let us beware of those who seek to possess our bodies and our minds. And we become its natural dependents. Love me. And do exactly as I tell you. In this protection racket of the establishment, the outsiders are labeled them, the collective enemy. We are brainwashed! And so in brotherhood we plunge to our own destruction. The thieves who come to take your souls. Sitting among you now. Smooth deceivers. Preparing as soon as they rise from this table to leech onto you! Such a man is sitting there! Or there! Or there! Or there! Worst of all,
ich werde mit dir beten.
Das ist nicht genug. Gehen Sie! Gehen Sie, es beginnt!
Ich bleibe bei dir, mein...
Gehen Sie!
Das Kreuz wird dir helfen, halte!
Gehen Sie!
Oh.
Bullshit. You anti-class heathen, Jew devil, you watch yourself, boy.
The book he's holding up is a fourth-rate novel about some patriots who use terrorism to overthrow the government. It's kind of an American Mind comp. Got a copy for each of you.
Sounds like my kind of reading.
Yeah, well, to these boys, it might as well be the Bible.
What do they plan to do with all this stuff?
Get rid of their enemies. What else?
I think that legally makes it a conspiracy.
Hell, they're all over the place.
Tell the government how to run things?
You think those guys sitting behind big desks in Washington, D.C. gonna be hopping and jumping just because we holler?
I tell you something, Evan, they better start hopping and jumping, because these Nazis are gonna be rounding them up if they don't.
hoe wilde dan ook, nog niet kunt slapen en wilt eens even met iemand praten, dan kunt u bellen. Wat gaat
goed in orde.
Welke reden dan ook en nog niet kunt slapen en u wilt dus even met iemand praten, dan kunt u bellen.
Dit is geen uitzending.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
This is episode 434 of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and/or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of September 20th through September 26th, 2025.
A lot of 20s in the 2020.
What's new this week? Chatting with Frank Baird Hughes from transhumanist science fiction journal RadonJournal.com. This post got no love on A News, which is too bad. It treads some fun ground in the relationship between science fiction and anthropology, the aliens who are already around us and how we already, at our best, accommodate them, and a bit about how transhumanists sometimes seek to reimagine animism. Quote, the medical anthropologist Natalie Porter wrote an article called Training Dogs to Feel Good, Embodying Well-Being in Multi-Species Relations. She points out that humans can never fully understand the inner life of a dog, nor how they experience the world or their own bodies, because of the extent to which our biologies differ. But those of us who care for dogs routinely create models that predict a dog's mental and physical state so we can act accordingly. The specific case of human-dog relations is applicable to understanding how beings with very different bodies can still care for one another. Academics call this intercorporeality, unquote. That was Chatting with Frank Baird Hughes.
I'm glad that was your word and not mine.
Intercorporeality.
Talks in London and Brighton on anarchist prisoners in Russia, from Anon. An announcement about an event happening during the London Anarchist Book Fair. A Russian exile will speak about anti-war efforts in Russia, where people continue to resist despite repression, and where 300 people are imprisoned in this cause. Quote, Anti-Rautianin lived in Russia from 1999 to 2012, until he was deported on charges of endangering the security of the Russian Federation. In Russia, he took part in anarchist initiatives supporting prisoners, as well as other projects, such as the Avtonom magazine, unquote.
Three rail fires in 3 months, some facts and thoughts, from Rose City Counter Info. Not a communique, but a description of the three fires, an informative poster, and some thoughts on why the fires might have been set. Quote, none of these fires have been claimed by anarchists or others, and we don't wish to project motivations on these actions, nor do we seek to speculate on the identity of the arsonists. We are sure that the state is already busy doing this. All that is known about the fires we are told by the media and police. We can look at these events as material facts, three intentionally set fires that damaged rail infrastructure, and draw conclusions and questions for our own struggle against domination and industrial destruction. Unquote.
UK, wildfires will begin. An interview with Toby Schoen. From Dark Nights by Elizabeth Vasileva. Schoen talks about solidarity or something inside prisons. 325 and what it stands for. The relationship of anti-psychiatry to anarchist thought. The importance of acts, large or small. Some perspectives on the left from outside of it, etc. Quote, the important social battles I see coming all pertain to poverty and exploitation, and are the results of the new asymmetric state of war, technocratic capital, rising artificial intelligence, and the ecological collapse. I think that nothing should be taken for granted. We live in a changing world, and the resurgence of internationalist struggle and the next generation of social war is what I am placing a bet on. Unquote.
An open letter to Bill Nye from Plymouth Anarchist Collective's Instagram. Nye is the guest speaker at an annual event called the Blue Future Conference. This text explains how the conference is an attempt to greenwash the organizations participating in it and asks Nye not to participate. Quote, a scientist who sets a globe on fire on cable TV to sound the alarm on anthropogenic climate change and ecological catastrophe ought to know better than to partake in the cover-up for those complicit in that emergency. The Plymouth County anarchists, on behalf of Earth itself and the future generations of our species,
I feel represented,
ask that you cancel your appearance and connections with the Plymouth Foundation for the aforementioned policy reasons. We ask that you continue to be an example to us and to the youth of today of what an ethical scientist is. Unquote.
I'm interested to hear if there's any response. Anarchist Book Fair call out for participation and help. From an email from the Montreal Anarchist Book Fair. A save the date and a list of things the organizers want help with, all of which are logistical. So go and be hands for the steering committee's brain. No, really. It's good to ask for help. Never mind that the fund decisions have already been made. Never mind.
Brazil, Anarchist Conference on Education and Culture, September 25th and 26th, from Grupo de Pesquisa Anarquismo. This event will have already happened by the time you hear this, but perhaps one of you went to this free event and can let us know how it went. Workshops on high school student occupations, the power of literature, lots on libertarian education, social art, the anarchist press, a book launch, a round table, a debate, and info on some individual anarchist personalities. Report back!
Mystery and Hierarchy on the Character of Anarchism. From Autonomies by Christian Ferrer. Two rich pieces from Autonomies this week. This is the first of them. Quote, that the anarchist ideal has appeared in history can also be considered a miracle, a gift of politics. Politics being, in turn, a gift of the human imagination. Undoubtedly, the persistence of that word is sustained by its critical power in which both panic and consolation reside, both derived from the gritty style and the desire for urgency characteristic of anarchists. Their biographies have always taken on the contours of hot coals. But the anarchist idea also survives because the meanings it absorbs condense the human malaise caused by hierarchy. However, for most people, anarchism as political knowledge and as a community project has been transformed into a mystery. Not necessarily as something unknown or unknowable, but something similar to a mystery. Incomprehensible, inaudible, invisible. Unquote. This piece talks about the development of anarchist ideas in relationship to reformism and communism, and it's a fun read. Okay, I have a weakness for romantic philosophical takes on the awesomeness of this particular set of ideas and practices. Sue me. That was Mystery and Hierarchy on the Character of Anarchism.
August 2025, Kate Sharpley Library Bulletin from katesharpleylibrary.net. Contents of the most recent bulletin. Includes an old leaflet on violence and injustice, a death notice about Octavio Alberola, the current project of interviewing older anarchists by a student of Dana Ward, if I recall correctly, 50 years of Black Cat Press, and more historical and biographical articles, as well as an update on KSL itself.
The Irreducible Yet Fecund Anarchist Contradiction. From Autonomies by Tomas Ibanez. The second rich essay from Autonomies this week is a, quote, contribution to the debate with Francesco Cudello and Salvo Vaccaro on changing the world here and now, libertarian influence in the contemporary world, unquote. A debate that happened at the recent book fair in Bologna, Italy. Both of these autonomies pieces are tonics for a scene, and of course a world, full of self-righteousness and shallow thinking. Quote, unlike certain ideologies that boast of being robust and free of contradictions, anarchism does not hesitate to admit that it is contradictory, fragile, and imperfect. It is indeed the awareness of its imperfection that accounts for its lack of dogmatism and its capacity for self-criticism. Unquote. This piece starts out by delineating a fundamental anarchist tension between values and indominance, and between theory and practice, between inside and outside. Well worth reading. That was Irreducible Yet Fecund Anarchist Contradiction.
Anarchist Infighting from Debate Me Bro with M.K. Zariel. A call for survivors of anarchist infighting to send in their stories, which seems like a good topic for a youth-oriented project. Although not sure that learning about how other people fucked things up will help avoid those fuck-ups in the future, we can always hope.
It's just entertainment, bro. A call for anarchist action in America from Anon. A text with citations. And a call to disrupt ICE wherever possible and to, quote, celebrate life with fire against the death march of American law and order. With tactical diversity, let's meet in the streets and wage a carnival of war against ICE and all authority. Unquote. Walking a line between depressing and inspiring that will work for some. The most unusual thing about this call is the high level of anti-anarchist, cop-friendly comments it got. High on the algorithm when one searches for ICE and anarchist, maybe? Anyway, if you forget that our enemies also read A-News, here's your reminder. But also, how the fuck could you forget something like that? Never mind.
The Bread Tube to Conformity Pipeline, Algorithms, and the Erosion of Anarchy by Zeke. This is an unfortunate mashup of some potentially useful messages. A. YouTube is not a sound place to get political perspectives from, especially as a newbie. B. Apparently YouTubers Non-Compete and Bad Mouse are not sound sources of anarchist information. C. Any non-traditional or counter-establishment ideas will suffer from sources of information being mis- or uninformed. D. Newbies are always more likely to find info that is sus as they get involved in dangerous ideas. And E, it's a drag when people start out as promoting one thing and then change their minds and become antithetical to their starting ideas, at least when they're not transparent about it. This isn't saying anything new about YouTube. It's not an exposé since it doesn't include specific examples. It makes a big point about issues that are not specific to anarchist thought, and it mashes everything into a slurry. Some of these points, at least, deserve better treatment. Just saying.
The peer review number one, The Anarchist Guide to Critical Thinking, from LibCom. Definitely the place to go for any discerning anarchist to learn more about anarchist thought. LOL! Anyway, this is a text about what critical thinking is and why it's important for anarchists in